And look, when he was born, he was 100% man and 100% God. Right. Now, it's almost ridiculous that I have to say something like that, as though there's people out there that don't believe that, you know, that don't believe that, but it's true. People out there want to attack the deity of Jesus Christ. They want to make this thing a controversial subject and state, well, Jesus Christ's human part, or his physical part was the human part, and then his spirit is the God part. You know, he's just 50-50. He's 50% God, 50% man. Folks, that's blasphemy. It's a blasphemous teaching to say, oh, well, his flesh was not divine. His flesh was not godly. It was his spirit. Then really explain to me why the Bible says that God was made manifest in the flesh.
Yeah, right.
Not only says that God was manifest in the spirit, he was manifest in the flesh.
Right.
And this is without controversy with us. You see, when we got saved, someone taught this doctrine to us. We received it readily.
Amen.
It's not controversial.
Right.
To us, it was like, yeah, that makes sense. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He wasn't sinful. He was a human being, but he was a perfect human being.
Right.
Because he was 100% God, 100% man. 1 Timothy 3:16, let's read it again. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, we think to ourselves, well, you know, in those days, they should have known that also. Was this controversial back then? Well, let's look at chapter 4, verse number 1, because the thought continues. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So what does God consider to be a seducing spirit or departing from the faith when you depart from the fact that God was made manifest in the flesh?
Amen.
So when you start teaching things that are opposite to that and say God was 50-50, when you start teaching things that are opposite to that and say, well, God did not die, at that point, you're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You've departed from the faith.
Right.
Okay, where these pastors want to come up with these hypothetical scenarios. Well, you know, if God is eternal and God, you know, if God the Father is eternal, we understand that, you know, he's the beginning and the end. How is it that Jesus Christ died if he's God? So obviously the answer is he didn't die. That's nonsense, folks.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead.
Amen.
He was dead. He said, well, I thought hell, though, is like eternal death. Yeah, except for Jesus.
Right.
He's the only exception to that rule. I don't know about that. How can that be exception to the rule? Well, you tell me, who else has the keys of hell and of death?
That's right. Amen.
Except for Jesus.
Right.
He's the exception to that rule. Why? Because he's God. 100% man, 100% God. This should be something that is not controversial to us. It wasn't controversial to the Apostle Paul, to the churches, the church at Ephesus, to the churches that are found in the region of Galatia. He says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.